folks, we are back from the break, and Rick Righteous is still in the ring arguing with the referee over his decision. Apparently, Righteous is telling a man in stripes it was a pin-to-win contest, but referee Mikey Maroney is sticking to his guns, and he is not listening. Magnum Randall is now up, and I don't even think Magnum fully understands what has just taken place since he's been knocked out for the last 3 minutes from the Right Move Stunner. The referee has finally wrestled the American Heavyweight Championship belt away from Rick Righteous, and yes, as he should, he's handing it over to... Oh boy, it's the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Matisse, come out onto the ramp, and this can't be good for one of these two men.
Of the first Dragon Ball, becoming BACW Heavyweight Champion, and the winner of the third fall, becoming the TV title holder. And Rick, this ain't gonna be no normal match. No, it ain't, son. It's gonna be a flaming cable match. So forget what I said. No falls, no rules. Flaming tables all around the ring. Now, what do you idiots in Detroit think of that?
Slamming the mic into the ramp, Mr. Petit has left the palace here in Auburn Hills, and Rick Righteous has taken off after. Rick Righteous is not a happy man. He did not like what Mr. Petit had to say. I don't know what to make of this, folks. Rockwell, Randall, and Righteous in a flaming tables match with all three belts on the line? Something tells me those men aren't going to be happy when it's all over. Folks, while the steel cage in the palace lowers and settles in place, it's time to go into the back for an emergency meeting between La Sombra, La Muerte, and you guessed it, the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Petit 2.
All right. Stupid-ass bones.
What? Fucking Vince? God dang it! How many god dang times do I gotta tell these boys not to change their numbers? How the hell? Where is David Vance? Oh, hello!
This is Vince.
Hello, yeah.
This is Vince.
David! David, where the hell are you, boy?
In my car, just
what?
In the arena. Just in the arena.
Now, David, you know that wasn't part of the agreement we had.
Well,
look, boy, I need you here tonight.
Ain't no gonna happen.
What? You already? You were here already?
I was here, man.
You did what you had? What the hell is that supposed to mean? You did what you had to do?
You're not doing nothing to
do. I'm fine. That look, boy, I don't like surprises when I'm doing shows. David, what did you do?
I'm not even telling you what I did.
David, I was not the man who told you to retire. You know as much as I do, I love you in WWE. You know how I love when you get on the Capitol and the Black Knight skin. You know how I love how you annoy La Sombra La Muerte. Come on, boy. Well, now what am I supposed to do, David, with the allotted time for your retirement speech? Yeah, David. Look, the show's got a gaping hole. What do I do now? Stick it where? With who? Listen here, you little sister half a fucking idiot. This ain't fantasy football, and you don't dump your team to your friend because you're in dead damn land. David, you got a responsibility and a commitment here to WWE. This is not part of the deal we had, David. David, hello? Hello? Motherfucker hung up on me. Fuck! Come in. Oh, Julio Miguel. Glad you could join me on such short notice. Now, come on. Please, come in. Sit down. Oh, thank you. Miguel, I insist you sit. Please. La Sombra, thank you, thank you. Listen to your man, show some respect for the person who makes your dreams come true. Yeah, you're not missed too.
Ow!
Please, no need to get all crazy on me here. Look, Julio, I hate you more than life itself. And probably the only thing that I hate more than you, well, is the Black Knight. Look, I've come to the conclusion that either you're gonna kill all the wrestlers here in WWE with this monster Miguel Root, or eventually you're gonna kill me, and then there'll be no WWE. See, I got a Black Knight problem, and well, you got a Mr. Petit problem. So I think it's only fair that we tweak what's on the line tonight. See, as they're setting up the steel cage out there, and the Black Knights are getting ready to do something evil to you guys, I'm gonna sweeten the pot a little here in WWE. I'm gonna sweeten the pot for this match. First, if you win against the Black Knights today, then I'll grant one of you a world title match at 2005 Ways to Bleed.
Oh!
So in order for you to get that title match, you must first fight each other at the pay-per-view to determine the number one contender. Now, don't get too excited, boys, because the stipulations aren't going to end there. That's right, because I know you two will probably get together, somebody will lay down, somebody will pin each other, big laugh on Mr. Vati, right? No! Julio, if you fail to win the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship at 2005 Ways to Bleed against my nemesis and arch-rival Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, you will be done here in WWE for a very, very, very long time. And this ain't gonna be no 3-week spot. This ain't gonna be no 1-month spot. In fact, it's safe to say, Julio, that we will not see La Sombra in the ring until, let's say Grindr 6, the Unholy Resurrection. And Miguel here, well, if he fails to win the world title, then Miguel becomes my personal bodyguard until further notice. See, La Sombra, Miguel, if I would, one of two things are going to happen here tonight, right here in Detroit. Either you will defeat the Black Knights, embarrassing them in Jack Craven's hometown, or you will leave WWE for a very, very long time. Point blank, straight up, Paul Abdul. You cannot afford to lose another match here in WWE if you either you want to remain wrestlers here on this roster. Fantastic victories, glorious defeats. This is what I preach here in WWE. This is what I demand from the guys in the back. Put it on the line. Set your balls on the table. Give someone a hammer and tell them, take your best shot. So Julio, Miguel, you got your shot that you've been crying about, that Mr. Batiste's been ignoring you. You got your shot. But I'm going to give it to you under one condition. You put your careers on the line. Do we have a deal? All right then. Shake the hand of the devil and let me say, it's a pleasure to welcome you both to my personal little hell.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the implications of what Mr. Batiste has just done? Let's just completely throw out the window that David Vance has been at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Nobody knew about it. And, oh boy. Folks, I've just gotten a letter that Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has been severely injured. And, I don't know how to say this, but Mike Kavanaugh can't compete in tonight's main event. Mr. Batiste is ordering Jack Craven to get into the ring with Umloko in a handicap match. And it's still going to be a steel cage match, and the stipulations are still going to apply. I can only guess that David Vance is taking out Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, and this is Mr. Batiste's way of guaranteeing that he rids himself of either La Muerte or La Sombra at our next show. I'm shocked. First, Umloko must defeat the Black Knights, or I should say, should cast the defeat Jack Craven here in Detroit. Then they must go to 2005 Ways to Bleed and fight each other just to qualify for a match against a guy who's just been so severely injured that he can't come out to the ring and compete. Wow. Mr. Batiste has planted the seed of dissension inside the Umloko camp. David Vance has sent his final warning shot out to the Black Knights. He stuck the dagger inside Jack Craven and Mike Kavanaugh's back for what could be the final time. You have to wonder what's going through La Sombra La Muerte's mind as they both prepare to enter one of the most brutal contests in sports entertainment, with the payday being the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, the ultimate prize here in WWE. I cannot believe that so much is going to be at stake both tonight and at our next show. It's boggling my mind. I'm done talking. the WWA has literally been turned upside down in a matter of 10-15 minutes max. Ring announcer Michael Stuffers, ready for the introductions to our main event. Let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it's set for 1-4 with no time limit. Coming down the aisle from Detroit, Michigan, he weighed in tonight at 264 pounds. He comes to us looking to silence the critics and crush his competition. From Detroit, Michigan, this is your hometown favorite. He is Big Daddy Jack Raven!
At the beginning of the week, Frank Wright said it best when he told Big Daddy Jack Raven that he had seen the fire of old in Jack Raven's eyes. But as the weeks went on, and we got deeper into talking to Jack Raven and listening to his interviews, Big Daddy went from telling people he wouldn't lose to overstating the obvious. Look, although Jack Raven might be stronger and bigger than La Sombra, he still has to wrestle with the X Factor, the unknown. And that, my friends, is La Muerte. In fact, Jack Raven was quick to point out that Detroit has not only produced the most title holders in WWE history, but it has also dominated the championship scene of BHW since its inception in 1999. Call it foreshadowing, call it whatever you want. Jack Raven just guaranteed a victory over a Loco. Who's crazy now? And speaking of nuts, here they come.
Entering first, directly imported from Spain, this is a monster known as La Muerte.
Entering first is a 415-pound monster formerly known as Miguel Root. Stopping halfway on the ramp and posing for the crowd, Muerte waits alongside the rest of the WWA fans for the Mexican maniac, La Sombra.
And his partner from Mexico City, Mexico, making his return to the WWA from his 3-month suspension. This is the Mexican maniac, the man without fear. He is La Sombra!
An opener from 2 years ago to a WWE superstar in 2004. And now he is competing in one of the most competitive federations with some of the highest standards in the wrestling business today. Julio seems almost confused by the scattered cheers for him as he and La Muerte make their way down to ringside. Fans, although this is Black Knight Country, the Detroit crowd is actually excited to see La Sombra step back into the ring to wrestle for the first time in nearly 3 months. Closing the cage as all three combatants get set to do battle, it's a handicap match between Un Loco and Jack Craven with huge implications on the line. And here we go! La Sombra is first to start off for Loco and charging in. Craven plants La Sombra in the face with the big boot and down goes a Mexican madman. La Sombra has been out of the ring for quite some time and apparently his ring rust is already showing early in the bout. Tossing Sombra into the corner, away from his partner La Muerte, Big Daddy charges in, leveling La Sombra with an elbow smash to the side of the head. Hard nasty chops riddle La Sombra's fan chest. And body slamming the Mexican madman into the corner. Craven hooks a leg for a quick 1-2. Muerte breaks up the count. And if this is what's going to happen, each time Jack Craven gets in a position to win, it's going to be a very long night for Big Daddy. La Sombra staggers to his feet and Craven goes back down to the canvas with a clothesline from hell and head over heels. La Sombra just can't match the strength of this hometown favorite. Up onto his shoulders and running across the ring, Craven with a running power slam in the opposite corner, and this one has to be over. Up onto the top ropes and lowering his massive leg across the chest. Here he comes! Thunder Mountain! 1-2-3, no! La Sombra manages to get his leg on the bottom rope And this one's gonna continue, folks. In the beginning stages of this match, it's been all Big Daddy Jack Kraven. And if he can keep the rusty La Sombra inside the ring and not allow him to tag his partner, Jack Kraven just might pull the upset win.
Oh!
Rattles the spine of the Mexican madman, and as Big Daddy goes to pull Sombra to his feet, the smaller man, he's escaped through Big Daddy's legs on all fours and moving towards his corner. Kraven can't stop the inevitable tag. Into the ring comes La Muerte, and Kraven comes into a clothesline from hell, falling back into the cage. La Muerte pummels Jack with a hard right hand, forcing him back into the corner. Intertwining his massive fingers in the mesh, La Muerte begins to stomp on the unruly Jack Kraven, and holy Roger Waters, the tide is turning, pulling Jack Kraven upright. La Muerte slams his metal mask into the face of Big Daddy, and the fans are going nuts. Jack Kraven is busted open. Look at that. La Muerte grinding Craven's head into the cage. Back and forth and up and down in diagonal motions and hurtful jerky motions. He is breaking open Jack Kraven like a piece of meat in a grinder. Muerte tosses Kraven into the ropes and waits for the rebound. Into the air and leading back. Muerte with a hellacious slingshot and sliding down the cage face first. La Muerte breaks Craven's face over the mesh like a piece of provolone. Kraven is gushing blood from about 3 cuts on his forehead, and if this gets any worse, the referee better think about just stopping the contest before Big Daddy gets hurt. Tag in the corner, Boom Loco, and Jack Kraven appears to be helpless inside that cage. Double clothesline from hell takes Big Daddy off his feet and leaping off the top turnbuckle. La Sombra's learned version of Mexican Thunder across the head of Jack Kraven. La Sombra looks at a Warriors crowd and hooking the leg for the cover in the count. 1, 2, 3, the blood-soaked Jack Kraven kicks out, and this one's gonna continue. Take to La Muerte and picking Kraven up. La Sombra holds him up for an awesome La Muerte spear. Oh my god, that had a hurt, and it certainly took the wind out of Big Daddy. Into the cage wall and rocking the structure back and forth. Tremendous strength by choke slamming Jack Kraven into the center of the WWE logo. My god, that had a hurt. Arching his back in pain, Kraven can't stop the tag, and once again, in comes La Sombra, unleashing a double stomp to the chest, knocking the wind further from Big Daddy's sails. La Sombra setting up in the corner and climbing to the top. This has to be all she wrote. Flipping and twisting in the sky high, 69. 1, 2, I don't believe it. Kraven kicked out again, and this one's gonna continue. Tagging La Muerte in for a third time. Both men use a handicap to throw Kraven off the ropes. Here comes the rebound and charging hard. Jack can't stop the Un Loco Express. Here they come. Double high knee to the blood-crusted face of Big Daddy Jack Kraven. And my god, they practically decapitated the Detroit native. La Muerte is telling La Sombra now to climb the ropes once again. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. Muerte powers a massive Kraven up by the leg and leading inward. Sombra jumps off the ropes. My god! Jack Kraven just was driven face first into the canvas from a top rope implant DDT. Say goodnight, Gracie, the party's over. 1, 2, it's Mike Kavanaugh! Mike Kavanaugh has just entered the cage, and he's covered with his own blood. Blue to the stomach of La Sombra, chop to the chest of La Sombra, DDT on Muerte, kip up Mike Kavanaugh, Irish whip into the cage on Sombra, off the rebound and into the center of the ring, belly to the suplex, and Kavanaugh isn't done. Picking up La Sombra, Kavanaugh rams the Mexican airman face first into the cage, and oh my god, he did it like a human dart! Again! Power slam in the center of the ring! And Kavanaugh is on fire! Motorcycle boom to the side with a head of left hand. This one's the big man up and jumping into the air! He jams his head underneath his motorcycle boot! Kavanaugh is now going for the sit-down pile driver! Jamming Werte's head between his thighs! He unloads with a sit-down pile driver! Right onto La Sombra! My god, Mike Kavanaugh is going nuts in the ring! Double cover in the cover in the count! 1, 2, Most men kick out and Jack Craven is still very much hurt.
No!
Suplex on Huerte by Kavanaugh. Bottles is falling of Love Huerte by the E-Wrestling Battle Royal Heavyweight Champion. Mike Kavanaugh is going nuts inside the ring and oh no! Super kick to the side of the head by La Sombra stops the world champion dead in his tracks. Sombra is calling for the Diablo Driver, and if he hits this on Kavanaugh, I can guarantee you that this contest will end just as quick as it began. Jack and Kavanaugh onto his feet. Huerte motions for the finisher to be executed, but Craven attacks from behind. Double low blow to both members of Un Loco. Jack attack on Huerte. Jack attack on Sombra to the eyes on Craven. And that stops Big Daddy dead in his tracks, pulling Jack to his feet. Craven and Sombra begin to slug it out in the center of the ring. Left to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. They're letting it all hang out. But Huerte continues his brutal assault on Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Irish whip by Craven on Sombra into the corner of the cage and hitting hard with a thud. Sombra arches his back in pain. La Muerte leans up Kavanaugh on the opposite side and he unloads with a vicious knife-edge chop. Again! Huerte backs up and so does Craven. They're charging towards the helpless Sombra and Kavanaugh. And knocked out inside the ring under the mass of mesh and steel is the referee. What the hell is it? Down the aisle comes the former WWE American Heavyweight Champion who is saving from his earlier loss, dragging Jack Craven to his feet. Right just snaps down the dimension. Right move stunner on Craven. Knocks Big Daddy out cold. Mounting both Kavanaugh and Sombra. Right just begins to pound him in the face with alternating shots. Left, right. Right just falls him down. Like bowling pins. Another security guard goes down. Complete and utter chaos around the ringside area. A new referee is on the scene. What's he doing? He's slapping the concrete. 1, 2, 3. This one's over. I don't believe it's over.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and going to 2005 Ways to Bleed to compete for a chance at the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, Un Loco, La Muerte, and La Sombra.
Take a look at the replay and can you believe that while Rick Righteous was pounding the crap out of La Sombra and Kavanaugh, La Muerte had the sense to seek out Jack Craven, who was knocked out by the right boot stunner, and make a cover. Whether you like it or not, Rick Righteous has just caught the Black Knight of victory, and more important than that, he has just guaranteed La Sombra and La Muerte a shot at the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship in 2 weeks at 2005 Ways to Bleed. Folks, oh my God, what a night, and oh my God, what a show. That's all the time we have for now. I'm the Promo Machine, so on behalf of the WWEWrestling.org and Mr. Matt, we bid you good night from the Palace at Auburn Hills, and we'll see you in 2 weeks from Las Vegas, Nevada for 2005 Ways to Bleed, the destruction of an icon. Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.